from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
All right, you guys ready for this one?
No.
If I was in the prime of my life, I could play in the NFL.
Madden?
No, in the NFL. Not virtually, but just legitimately.
Holder.
So, Caboli tweets this out yesterday. There's all these new NFL kickoff rules, right? Well, here's one of the new rules. If the ball falls off the tee multiple times, not just once, but multiple times, a 12th man is allowed off the sidelines to hold it and then run right back off. I could do that. I could hold the ball and then run off the field. So I'd probably run backwards first and then sideways.
You could stop and wave at your mom.
Yeah, of course. Mom, I made it. I made it. I could do that.
I don't know if you could get off the field in time for...
Oh, he's quick.
Yeah, I'm quick. I'm spry.
But, okay. Like, you can get off the field in time before the kickoff return team breaks through and is looking for people. Like, are you going to make it off in time if something breaks that somebody won't run into you?
That's why it's just a diagonal backwards beat for the sideline.
Takes them that long to get to where you're at, but then by the time they get there, you're off.
Well, I'll have to understand where they're going to kick it first.
I don't think, I could be wrong, I don't think a team is going to acquire someone just for that.
But if they did, I could do it.
You know one job I'd never wanted to do? Two positions I never wanted to play in football, ever. Ever. Now, I did do it as in youth football when punting was basically like flat kicking, you had plenty of time. Punt returner, no chance. Not doing it. Not doing it. I'm not staring up in the sky while 10 dudes are running at me trying to maim me. Two, I am not on the hands team.
That's tough.
Gonna be the guy that has to go up there and make a catch.
For the game,
like, and just get Goldberg speared.
That's a tough unit.
You probably did a lot of that.
Yeah, I did a lot of that.
Oh, Derek Turner was really good at that. But, like, you're sacrificing life and limb.
Mm-hmm. I mean, nobody's blocking for you.
I was just going to ask, would you rather be the guy where the game, the season potentially is on the line and the ball's landing right in your arms and you got to save yourself and the game and the season, or would you rather be one of the guys blocking and then you're also getting crushed?
Probably save the game, because most of the times, like, if you can time it up well enough and it's like the second bop of the ball hitting the ground, like, I would just knock it out of bounds.
Yeah.
And I'd turn my back. Like, I'd run to it, or I'd stay in place and then wait for it to hit, and then I would, like, turn and hit it out of bounds, so then I'd just get hit from my side. So, easier said than done, though. Like, listen,
I'm smart.
That's what I would do.
Smart. Don't be
here. I would never catch it.
I'll be here. Just toss
it. Just whack it out of bounds.
Yeah, just like this. Like, kind of just turn, hit.
Because you're going to get crushed either way. Right. If you're trying to catch it and you get crushed, helmet can hit the ball.
Right.
Flies off. Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, those are the two times in football where you've got no time to react to an entire team of players that know you're getting the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Punt returner and receiving an onside kick. At least at receiver, you know, linebackers gotta might be blitzing, has to read the quarterback's eyes, might have a zone responsibility. They're not looking at one receiver. Yeah, I mean, if you're running a crossing route, there's a chance you're going to get decapitated, but it's probably from one person, not like several.
Right.
Like, oh, I don't know how we got on this, probably because you did the most, you came up with the most idiotic way to get on the NFL field.
I can't think of any other way.
I would
get
pay
on the
to
field.
See you. Like,
well, you might.
Onside kick.
Well, you might. Well, because we have a running bet.
We do.
That if Justin Fields receives a kickoff return this year, he has to field a live punt as a punt return in a pit practice.
Fair catch.
No fair catches allowed.
They'll take the flag. I'll still hit you. Like, they'll still hit you. Like, take the 15-yard penalty in practice just to hit you. So you might as well.
I wouldn't wish that on you, but you know what? I like you too much. I don't want to see you die.
That would be bad.
It would be bad.
I don't think I'd catch the ball, first of all.
No.
Hey, no way.
He'd pull a hamstring before the ball hit the ground.
I think I would try to catch it and fall down.
Take a knee?
Mm-hmm. And I need to count on my teammates. My guy's coming down the block for me. I have to count on them to really have
bunch
my back.
A bunch of pit guys blocking for a guy in a Beanie Bishop jersey.
Right.
Oh, jeez.
The most sacrificial position that is just out of this world is fullback, though, because like you're not getting any glory, and you're just there to do one job, and that is to go face-to-face with a linebacker or a safety or a defensive end, and you just get no glory. Like, you barely get the ball. Like, you're just out there just running full speed, and there's a collision. You're there to collide.
How many fullbacks' names in the NFL could we get right now?
Just the guy for...
Just Justin Juszczyk, right?
Juszczyk for... Yeah, I mean, that position's been... I remember Heinoski being like, oh, they're phasing out the fullback position. He'd always say that, and I'm like, dude, you're right now. It's gone.
You are the last one.
Like it is gone. Like it is the closest thing the Steelers have is Connor Hayward.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
he's not the same as Dan Kreider.
No, he's not Dan Kreider or
Lorenzo Neal.
No, he's not. I mean, that you mentioned
something. Mike Allstott.
Allstott was a running back.
Yeah,
but he was fullback body
looking,
type.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was trying to think. I can't really name anybody but Juszczyk.
Now, Roosevelt Nix they would use in that role at times, the Steelers
Roosevelt
did. Nix. Remember Rosie Nix?
Yeah.
He'd get like five snaps a month.
Dan Kreider, Mannheim Central High School.
Dan Kreider was that guy.
Yes.
Oh.
He was that dude. Imagine, not to take this totally off the rails, but this entire segment has been off the rails.
Brought to you by Guardian Security.
That's right. Guardian Protection Services. Imagine goal line, and you got Alan Faneca, followed by Dan Kreider, followed by Jerome Bettis. And you're supposed to not let that meat shove your ass into the end zone?
Right.
Best of luck.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine James Harrison as a fullback?
Think about it. Because like you're, and like as a linebacker, like you have to take on the fullback. Like you can't avoid. Because if you avoid, and then that's where the hole gets created. So like you have to go straight through. In order to stuff
near
the
arm
hole.
It, Doran. You got to near arm it.
And like it is.
Spill it.
I'll never forget. What was his name? Jackie Battle.
Up.
Jackie Battle was a fullback in Tennessee. And I was the second fullback. And it was goal line. It was during camp. And who was the, I forget the linebacker's name. But he just absolutely rocked him on the first play. Absolutely took him down. And I knew in the
HB
deep,
Blades.
It was in Tennessee.
Oh.
And I knew, and the defense knew, and everybody else knew that the second group was going to run the same set of goal line plays, and I was in there at fullback and had to go against the same guy. And I was like, oh, my goodness. And I just prayed. I prayed. I got the job done, but it is a whole nother level.
Well, he's – remember this guy about a segment ago talking about how he was going to hurt people? Now he's praying.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
different levels.
You need to find
I pick my battles
somewhere.
Yeah. I pick my battles.
I pick my battles. I didn't play fullback.
Yeah. You got to pick your battles. Like, I ain't doing that against James Harrison.
But seriously, I could hold the ball.
No.
I could do that and then get off the field real quick.
Can you imagine? Probably break his finger. Ow!
Oh, yeah, I didn't think about that part. They actually have to kick the ball.
Ouch!
That would, I think I'd let go too early.
What if it is the onside kick, though?
He'd hold the ball and fall off the tee again.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.